Going a little bit further up the coast, writer Doug Fine recently found a weekend retreat that took him not only to a new place, but to a completely different time, the Ice Age. He sent us this audio postcard from a glacier near his home in Alaska.
The first view of Davidson Glacier, 8 miles from the town of Haines, feels as awesome as it looks.
That is so unbelievably blue.
There's the shocking blue of the ice itself, the only wavelength of color which can escape the massive pressure of the glacier. But I'm stopped in my tracks by the howl of katabatic winds, currents which rip off the glacier and into my core. Lucky it's an 80-degree day. Man, you can feel that wind even from here. It makes me forget when it is I'm living. There are no current events here, only the lingering, retreating vestige of the last ice age. And yet this place is moving forward in time. The scenery has changed significantly since we were last here just a few weeks ago.
I used to be able to see it swirling down there.
Yeah, I remember sitting at that vantage point. This glacier looked completely different.
I and six friends slip-slide the half-mile moraine to the glacier proper. In places, the moraine is simply ice with a millimeter of silt ineffectively covering it. Crevasses abound.
Yeah, it's all ice there. Use your hands.
Finally, my buddy Boris spots what looks like a cave below the lip of the massive 8-mile glacier. We're at a spot where we can actually crawl inside the ice. Okay, I am inside the glacier right now. This is incredible. Man, I'm looking at this waterfall now coming in, a brand new water. This domed room is so blue and bubble-shaped, it feels like a cathedral built in the ocean. Picture the dimpled surface of a giant golf ball if it were made of ice. Suddenly, Boris calls out from further inside the glacier. He's discovered the low-hanging lip to a deeper cave, and he calls me over. We can't help but be amused at the danger we're ignoring by crawling further into the glacier. It's a don't-try-this-at-home moment.
This is ice that's being suspended over our heads by more ice.
It's about 100 feet to daylight where this second cave opens on the far side of the glacier. I'm a little scared to duck in and crawl through on my hands and knees with 8 miles of ice behind me, but I do. I am rewarded for this act of geologic foolishness. The hot day outside is melting the glacier lip on the far side, and I get to drink perhaps the world's freshest water at its moment of birth after 12,000 years as ice.
Oh, yummy. I'm never going back to tap water.
As none of us are too comfortable staying in this unstable landscape for too long, we slip-slide home, stopping only to pick up ice chunks from the calving glacier for cocktails. We need to warm up after those katabatic winds. For NPR News, I'm Doug Fine.
Oh, that should last. I mean, we could chill.